I had asked a trivia question. I don't know if people are going to get this or not, but I want to know who was the first guest host for Saturday Night Live, that first night that they started. And with that, I'll tell you what, we'll go back to the phones, taking your calls. And Ed, what you want to talk to me about?
Baseball tickets. I get the answer right?
Baseball tickets. Oh, my goodness. Well, I can give you...
George Carlin?
It is George Carlin. Very good. That's impressive. Yeah. Whew. Good thing I didn't say yes then, because I'd love baseball tickets myself right about now, and I don't have them either. So, oh, yeah, that'd be great. But George Carlin, yes, was the first guest host for Saturday Night Live. Now, did you know that, or did you cheat on the Internet?
Actually, I knew that one.
Really?
And
very
I believe
good.
Steve Martin was the most times for host.
That's correct. It was Steve Martin as most times for host. And did you know who has the most years as a player on Saturday Night Live?
I think I heard you discussing it, but I think I had to turn down this for a second while I grabbed my the microwave.
Ah, yes.
I missed your answer.
You missed the answer. I can give it to you again. Let me see. It's Daryl Hammond. Ten seasons consecutive, 200 episodes. And Al Franken kind of maybe, he's credited for 12 seasons. They were split apart, and he only appeared in 140 episodes as a player, okay, because he was a writer for some of those, too. So I guess it depends on how you want to count it or not. But very good, absolutely, yeah. I'm sorry I don't have baseball tickets for you. I can get you a baseball score. It's 3-2. Angels over the White Sox. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. So we shall see. You got a prediction on the Cardinals versus Houston?
Oh, wow. I hate to
don't want to jinx them.
Predict. I don't want to jinx them. Cause
yeah.
But, of course, I'm go Cards. So.
Oh, yeah.
But quick trivia for you. What show on Saturday Night Live was not live? There's actually a seven-second tape delay with what host?
Yeah, okay. Now, I know that because that's in. I've got a huge write-up here, and I actually read it. And if you'd give me 5 minutes, I could find it, but I don't want to spend 5 minutes looking for that. And, in fact, it was always taped, incidentally, to the West Coast, too. So there were some shows that it wasn't really live on the West Coast. It was live in the East Coast and live in Central Time Zone, but it was always a taped broadcast for the West Coast, and some stuff was removed, incidentally. But I don't recall who got a seven-second delay. Who's that?
Prior. I think it was like the seventh or sixth episode.
Yeah. Well, that's probably wise on their part to go ahead and give him that little seven-second delay. Although there were times when the curse word went out over the air, too. And they actually mentioned that. If you go to Wikipedia, you'll find just a wealth of information on Saturday Night Live, just more than you ever wanted to know about the show. And
adware, right, though?
It does say, yes, you are correct. I'm now finding it. SNL has almost always been broadcast live. The exceptions are shows hosted by Richard Pryor, C.M. Kinison, and Andrew Dice Clay. They got a seven-second delay. So very good. Very good, sir. I'm impressed. Okie dokie.
I think Dice Clay is the one not invited back again, wasn't he?
I believe he is one of the ones that was also banned. There are several that were banned as well, including Sinead O'Connor. So we mentioned her. She is the she topped it all, I guess, with her ripping up of Pope John Paul II. And yeah, fascinating, great show. Incidentally, I love the show, and I don't watch it as much as I used to, but it truly has been an event in television history in America for sure. And tons of spinoffs, and the cast has been tremendous. It's really a part of American culture big time. It's amazing that it's gone 30 years to me. It's amazing to me it's been 30 years. Hey, anything else?
That's about it.
Appreciate the call.
Okay,
thank you much.